It wasn't easy, but after all the struggle campaigning and what the people did, decide that I'm the most appropriate candidate and leader for the next term.
Well, your party also won an overwhelming majority, over 60% of the total votes, including President Museveni. How is your NRM reaction towards this victory? Because in the last election, you got less than 60%. What do you think contributed to your big jump?
I think the people of Uganda appreciate what NRM has done for them. 2006, we had a lot of challenges. We had the insurgency in the north. People are living in camps. We had cattle rustling in Karamoja that affected the Teso region and several others. But with the total security in northern Uganda and the whole of Uganda, and of course people have returned their homes, I think that contributed a lot. But also, we have been working as government, as NRM, to ensure that the services reach the people. And throughout Uganda now, there are special programs for particular places that have not hitherto been, that have been marginalized, which have been focused on. So if you put all this together, okay, I think we have earned our victory as NRM because of the services and the programs that we've had, the peace and stability and the development efforts.
So you think that the improved security contributed largely to the NRM's victory this time around?
Yes. It's not an improvement. You have said, I have said that there is total peace and then security in the whole of Uganda. It's been part of our achievement.
Well, Princess, there are some who are complaining that the election was rigged from the beginning. Main opposition leader Chisa Besigye complained that the election was rigged. Olara Otunu also complained. He said he did not even vote because he will not participate in a sham election. What is your reaction to these accusations?
Interesting. Otunu is on a record for having said that he wasn't in the race for victory. I think if you interpret that correctly, he did not expect to win. But if anybody is interested in a transparent, peaceful, free and fair election, this is one of them. But of course for the losers, the reaction is, well, I've been rigged out, my victory has been grabbed. Definitely there is no way. However much Besigye says that it was rigged, the margin was very, very clear. 60% plus vis-a-vis the 20%. So I think they have not come to terms with the results, but I know with time they will settle down and accept the verdict that has been handed out by the people of Uganda.
Well, Princess, do you think that your government, or for that matter, the NRM, would be in favor of an investigation to find out whether these accusations are true?
How can the accused be the investigator? If Besigye is accusing the commission, would it be correct for the Electoral Commission to start investigating itself? Anyhow, there are systems in Uganda, and for whoever is aggrieved, they can go to court, and we have never, never stopped the court process. We have had all these instances several times. So, we will facilitate the courts to do their work as government, and whatever they find, we are ready.
Well, Princess, the European Union or some international observers said some suggestions that were made to improve the Electoral Commission's work were not taken seriously and not implemented. What do you say to that?
I wish I knew the suggestions that were not taken on. I'd be in a better position to give a comment.
But overall, what will be the NRM's or your government's message to Ugandans after winning this election?
We say thank you very much for the support you've given to NRM. And this, now that the electioneering is about to get finished, because we have two other elections for local government at district level and sub-county, all Ugandans should concentrate on increasing household income.
Is the NRM promising that Ugandans will be better off now that it's been re-elected into office for the next 5 or so years?
Of course, that goes without saying. We've said prosperity for all, and now we have the priorities about 12, infrastructure, energy, etc., health, education, but we are going to concentrate on household income.